It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
Very well indeed, thank you, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Well, as we move into another week into the new year, what news has caught your eye this week, Bill?
I think the US election debacle, just a few days away now from the swearing-in of the new US President, Joe Biden, and the continuing furore that's gone on over Donald Trump's refusal to acknowledge the loss of this election and the impeachment hearings that have gone on. That's been right at the top of the headlines, hasn't actually significantly affected the markets anyway. I think Brexit has also had its head again this week, because now that we have a thin deal that everybody has agreed to, the difficult challenges now arise in negotiating the underlying detailed terms of some of those rather weaker headline agreements. We've got Northern Ireland, I'm afraid, concerned about food shortages, the bureaucracy at borders. I even read of the Dutch police confiscating an English lorry driver's ham sandwiches, which seems a bit extreme, but those, I'm afraid, are the consequences of Brexit. I'm sure it'll come right in the wash, but we shall have to wait and see. And of course, the most alarming thing of all, I guess, really is the increasing incidence of COVID-19 pretty much globally. Very few countries are succeeding in controlling the virus right at the moment. Post-Christmas, post-New Year, I guess we're bound to have an increasing spike for a while. Fingers crossed it will soon begin to pan out as the vaccine is rolled out. And hopefully we shall start to see some light at the end of the tunnel come late spring and early summer.
Yeah. Well, 2021 will be the year when some of our listeners finally get to hang up their work clothes one last time and start enjoying retirement. Others perhaps are lucky enough to be already retired, while others still have some years to go. Either way, let's look at what people need to do to secure the retirement of their choice. Is there a particular age when people need to focus on their retirement planning?
I don't think there is a particular age, but it's very clear that even though you may be many years away from your formal retirement date, the sooner you begin to corral your likely plans as to where you wish to spend your retirement years, the more likely you are to be successful in arriving unscathed in a tax-efficient fashion, so that you arrive in your new country of residence with without any serious hang-ups. I mean, whether you're nearing retirement now or it's several years away, it's actually never too early to start thinking about how you're going to finance what many people call the golden years. And even if you're already retired, you really do need to regularly review your own arrangements to ensure that you're continuing to meet your retirement goals. They change as time passes. Life doesn't stop just because you retire. It might be that you enjoy spending your time in your new country of residence and would like to retire to the sun, if not now, in a few years' time. Maybe you're already living here and unsure of what your options are. But whatever your situation, what you do need to think about is to secure the retirement of your choice by the most judicious advanced planning that you can manage, and continue to update your plans as time passes towards your retirement date.
Let's start looking at people who have some more years of work to go. What can they do now to secure their dream retirement in the future?
It's a good question. I mean, even if your retirement date is some way off, there are a number of things that you need to consider. And the earlier, obviously, that you consider them, clearly the better. To make sure that you're on the right track, both financially and in terms of understanding all the conditions and terms that will apply in the place in which you choose to live. Local issues, of course, are important. That's why Blevins Franks has perhaps an advantage over other advisors, in the sense that they are already located in the areas in which their clients live. Now, there are a lot of steps that you can take in advance to make that retirement dream become a reality. Some of those questions, perhaps, will I be able to afford to retire when I want to? That's a question of straight financial planning. What's the best strategy from for me to withdraw from my business or my employment? Do I sell my business? Do I hold on to my business? What options do I have for my pensions? And are those pensions rules likely to change in the future? Am I going to be able to retain my existing wealth and my assets in a tax-efficient form when I retire into my country of choice? Do I want to spend some or all of my time in retirement abroad? Those are the kind of key questions that if you ask yourself at this stage in the planning, the forward planning process, you're likely to come up with a series of answers that may change over the next little while as your life moves on. But they at least start to give you the foundation of a plan that will move you forward into the more detailed planning that you're going to have to do with as your retirement gets closer and closer.
And what about if they plan to move to a new country once they retire?
Well, let's assume that an individual perhaps is planning to retire, let's say in the next 5 years or so, and move permanently to an EU territory. You might have concerns about whether you're going to be able to afford your preferred lifestyle without having to sell existing assets. You may not want to downsize your home, for instance, as you would like this to eventually pass on, perhaps, to your family. Perhaps you've got a business to sell and you're unsure how best to convert your years of hard work into a retirement nest egg. Then there are the complex residence and tax implications of living in a different country. And that's where the strengths, the skills and the expertise of businesses like Blevins Franks come to the fore in making sure that when you're talking to Blevins Franks in advance of your retirement overseas, they will be positioning your arrangements, your affairs, in such a way so that you exit the UK in the most tax-efficient fashion possible, and most importantly, that you arrive in your new place of residence without any significant tax issues to cover. There's no question that this isn't a DIY project. Professional financial advice in this area is absolutely invaluable. A truly qualified and skillful financial advisor will provide you with an holistic view, taking all of your financial arrangements into account, your savings, your investments, your assets, your pensions, together with what you're looking to achieve, your timeline, your likely income requirements, your wishes for your beneficiaries at the end of your life, and most importantly, an objective assessment of who you are, what your circumstances are right now, what your goals are, what your appetite for risk is, so that Blevins Franks can then design an individual personalised retirement plan, especially for you.
Well, what about people who are just retiring? What's your advice for them?
Well, if you've already reached retirement age, and or you've stopped working at least, that doesn't mean that you can forget about retirement planning. As I say, during the period of retirement, things change constantly. Family circumstances change. Grandchildren are born. Older children go to school and school fees require to be paid. There's lots of changes that take place in the financial wherewithal of a retired individual. So you can't really drop financial planning in retirement. You might be retired for 30 years or more if you're lucky, and regular reviews of your aspirations and whether you're achieving your goals allow you to adapt your personal strategy to suit your changing circumstances and goals. As I say, such as incorporating new family members, addressing perhaps health issues or relocating. It enables you to keep up with the ever-changing tax and pensions landscape, including a whole raft of new opportunities which crop up from time to time and which could work very well in your favour.
What extra issues do people need to think about if they're retiring to Spain, and what extra options do they have?
I think it's difficult in the context of additional considerations to ignore pensions. I mean, pensions are frequently the foundations of retirement, so deciding what to do here may be one of life's most important financial decisions as you approach or step into retirement. Pensions are complex in any event, but with greater freedom now and greater choice than ever, and an increase in sophisticated pension scams, you need to take extreme care. You might benefit, for example, from consolidating your UK pension or pensions into one to provide a more coherent, more cost-effective investment platform for your retirement income. However, this may not be the most tax-efficient approach. If you live in Spain, by receiving pension income in sterling, you would also be exposed to the conversion costs and an exchange rate risk. Now, British individuals who reside abroad have the option at the moment of transferring a UK pension or collection of pensions into a qualifying overseas pension scheme, a CuRoPS. Doing so can often unlock advantages that you don't always get with a UK pension. They provide much greater flexibility to take income in euros and more freedom to pass the benefits of your fund onto your chosen heirs. Transferred funds will also be protected from what is known as the UK lifetime allowance charges and future UK pension rules that may adversely affect you, an increasing possibility now that Brexit is out of the way. There is a serious risk that in chasing funds to fill the coffers of the UK Exchequer, Rishi Sunak will begin to tax pension transfers in the foreseeable future. So if you are considering consolidating your pensions into something outside of the UK, now is the time to take action. There isn't a one-size-fits-all solution, and the benefit of CuRoPS can vary greatly between the provider of the CuRoPS and the jurisdictions in which that CuRoPS is resident. So be confident when you take regulated specialist advice from Blevins Franks before making any significant pension decision, because the absolute aim is to protect your benefits and establish the most suitable option for you.
Do you have particular advice for people who are selling a business as part of their retirement?
I think if you own a business and you're looking to capitalise by selling that business in some form or another, the earlier you speak to Blevins Franks about your plans, the more likely you are to avoid unnecessary and sometimes quite excessive levels of taxation. So the golden rule is, if you are contemplating retiring overseas and you have a business that you plan to sell when you actually get to that point of retirement, talk to Blevins Franks at the earliest opportunity to make sure that they can help you configure the manner in which your business is set up, so that when you come to sell your business, you can walk out of an economy like the UK and pretty much move to another economy and avoid all of the tax implications that might otherwise apply. It's important that you take the earliest possible steps to make sure that your strategy is in place.
What other Welsh management issues do people need to think about as they start enjoying their retirement years here in Spain?
I think you simply have to sit down with someone who understands the location in which you're going to be retired, who can bring to the table lots of local advice about local costs, local expenses, about the purchase of a property. All of those issues are in the melting pot at the point at which you're considering retirement. It's very easy to become emotionally attached to a property that you visit and wish to buy it without too much delay. It often pays, however, to take a little more time to make sure that when you're buying in, you're buying into something that you will be happy to live in for the longer term. Remember, if you're retiring at age 60, in 20 years' time, that property's got lots of stairs. It may have a long way down to the ground. You know, you need to be sure that what you're buying is there for the long term. So I think in terms of wealth management, just make sure that you sit down with an objective and skilled, experienced, independent financial advisor like Blevins Franks and submit to them all of the information that is necessary for them to corral a plan that will fit perfectly in a tailor-made way to suit your personal circumstances.
Well, before we wrap up with the website, Bill, you've got some information for us.
Yeah, in the last little while, we have decided that we will introduce to our listeners every week one of our senior partners, either Brett Hansen or Chris McCann, both of whom have been with the business in excess of 20 years, both of whom are extremely experienced senior partners within the business. And they'll be joining me over the next few weeks and driving into the rest of the year with their additional information and detail about the issues that we cover each week. So I'll introduce them to you again next week. But in the meantime, I look forward to joining you again next week with one of our senior partners.
I look forward to it as well, Bill. And the website, of course, is www.blevinsfranks.com.
That's the one. Thanks a lot, Howard.